I lived in Egypt, and I was a slave. They made me build all these tabernacles and these temples for these pharaohs, and I had to build all this. And I didn't want to be there, and God had promised us that we'd have our own place to live. And we call that the promised land. And he said, someday you'll get there. And we kept waiting and waiting. And we were there for a long time. And this guy named Moses came along. And Moses came and said, God told him to come. And he was going to lead us to the promised land. So this guy, we're going to follow Moses to the promised land. So I'm going with Moses. And we all got on with Moses. And there was a lot of us, a whole lot of us. And so we started following Moses. And God, you know, God's a mighty God. And God's a powerful God. And he sent these plagues to Egypt because they wouldn't let us go. And Pharaoh kept saying no. And God kept saying, here's these plagues. I mean, they had frogs. Anybody like frogs? Anybody collect frogs? All right. And they had frogs and lice and all sorts of stuff happening. And Egypt finally let us go. And Moses took us to the Red Sea. And we're at the Red Sea. And it's a long ways across, and we can't walk on water, and we can't get across. We didn't have any boats, and we didn't have a bridge. And the Egyptians were behind us, and they wanted to kill us. But Moses had a staff, and he rose the staff in the air, and the water parted, and we walked across on dry ground. And we went across on dry ground, and we wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And what was amazing about that, God sent 10 plagues, and God gave us a waterway to get across the river. And you know what? He gave me shoes that never wore out. 40 years. Anybody have shoes that last 40 years? Any of you guys 40 years old? No? Oh, yeah. My shoes lasted for over 40 years. And we came to a place called the Jordan River. And the promised land was right there. And the Jordan River was right there. Now, how are we going to get across there? We still didn't have any boats. And there was no bridge to get across. And we're sitting there trying to figure out how to get across. And God came to me. You know what God said? God says, listen. I'm going to lead you across, but I'm going to do it different than I did it with Moses. See, we had made what we called the Ark of a Covenant. See that thing over there? That's called the Ark of the Covenant. And inside there, we had put, see, God fed us while we were in the wilderness. And it had pieces of bread that God could, we called it manna. And it had the Ten Commandments that Moses had wrote those 10 things down that God wanted us not to do or to do. And there was Moses' staff. And I thought, well, maybe God wants me to get the staff out and I'll hold the staff up and the water apart, just like he did at the Red Sea. But no, God says, I got a better idea. God says, I want you to get 4 people to go pick the ark up. And when they put the foot in the water is going to stop. Because I got power to stop the water. I'm an all-powerful God. And so they went and got the Ark of the Covenant. Matter of fact, let's get 4 of you to go get the ark. So why don't we have, what's your name, young man? Samuel. Samuel? All right, Samuel, why don't you get up? What's your name, girl? Jules, why don't you get up? What's your name? Huh? AJ, why don't you get up? I need one more. One more. What's your name, young man? Jonathan? All right, why don't you guys go over there and get this ark for us? Now, don't touch it. You know, if you touch it, you're going to die. You pick it up by the handles. Take the handles. Bring it over here. Bring it over here. Come on over this way. See, and they carried this. They carried this. Can you imagine you carrying it? And here's this water, and you guys got to be the first ones to step in the water and make it stop. Can you guys do that? Huh? Go ahead and set it down. So they carried it to the water, and the first guy put his foot in the water stopped. And all of a sudden, the ground turned dry. And they walked out in the middle. And in the middle of it, this guy's carrying the ark had to stop. And they had to stand in the middle. So you guys have got to stand in the middle. And all everybody else is going to walk across while you're standing there. Would that be kind of scary? Here's the water getting bigger and bigger, and you're in the middle watching the water. But God stopped the water. And so they waited. And then after everybody got across, they picked the ark up. And they tucked the ark back. Why don't you guys take the ark back? Go put it back. Now, don't touch the cut. Don't touch it. You'll die. Oh! I have somebody named Daniel take care of you. All right. And they got there. And then just before the water started coming back, God says, I want you to remember how powerful I am. I want you to remember that I'm the God that stopped the Jordan River. So I want you to go out in the middle of the Jordan River before the water comes back and get a rock. So they all got a rock. Why don't you guys all get a rock? And he says, with that rock, everybody get a rock. He says, with that rock, I want you to keep that rock. Okay, I want you guys to keep this rock for the next couple of weeks. Put the rock in your pocket. If you don't have a pocket, you got to hold it in your hand. And you carry that rock because that rock's going to remind you that God is all powerful. Is God all powerful? Could God stop the Jordan River? Can God stop problems in your life? Can God walk with you? Do we need a big old ark to carry around for God to be with us? Where does God live? He lives in our life, doesn't he? All right, God lives in our hearts and our lives. See, and so I got to see God do that. And yes, he does. And we crossed the Jordan River, and we went to the promised land that God had promised us. And the rocks are a reminder that God keeps his promises, that God is an awesome God, and he's an all-powerful God, and he loves us. So thank you for letting me come and tell you my story. My name is Joshua, and I'm glad I got to come and see you. You guys have fun as you study about God's awesome power and an amazing God. All right. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye. Missed. Somebody said Joshua was here. I hope he did a wonderful job for us. Maybe I'll get to see him after service, but I didn't get a chance to meet him yet. But I'm glad you guys are here, and we're going to have a great time as we look at VBS and see what God has for us as adults. I want to encourage you to get your little outline out. It's kind of folded together. Go ahead and get that out. We have some message I want to share with you. And I'm going to be brief this morning, so you're going to have to listen quickly. Because the kids are out right now doing a craft activity, and they're going to do a mission story. So they'll be gone for about 30 minutes or so, and then they're going to come back in. So I want to get done before they get back. And so this morning, I want to share with you about Joshua. And you get your little outline out. Amazing. God's power over nature. You kind of heard a little bit of the story as you came in this morning, and kind of how Joshua came to the edge of the Jordan River. And as he stood there at the edge of the Jordan River, I kind of wonder what it must have felt like to stand there at the edge of the Jordan River. And you notice, I'm not saying he's standing on the banks of the Jordan River, because he's not on the bank of the Jordan River. The Jordan River had flooded, all right? It's springtime, and the Jordan River had flooded. And so he's not even at the bank of the Jordan River. He's back from the bank of the Jordan River. And here's this flooded river, and I was thinking, can you imagine what it must have felt like for Joshua, who for 40 years wandered in the wilderness, looking towards this promised land, to stand there on this verge of the promised land? It's just right there. It's just right there, but there's a river. God had promised, here's this place for you, here's this place you're going to go. It's right there. He can almost reach out and touch it, but there's a river. And so how's he going to get across, and what's he going to do? And we see this picture, and I've got this scripture up here. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and there set from Shittim. I love that name. I hate to say that. It's kind of an interesting name. Who wants to live in that city? Where are you from? I'm from, never mind. And they came to the Jordan, and he and all the people of Israel, and they lodged there before they passed over. They're there. They can see it. It's right in front of them. Here's this promised land right in front of them. But they can't get there. The river is flooded. Almost there. Almost ready. Almost have it. Have you ever had things in your life like that? You know, you work hard. You've strived. You've struggled. And you're almost there, but you just can't reach it. Maybe a job. Maybe a home. Maybe a car. I don't know, maybe a position at work. You know, it's just right there, but you just can't. You know, there's a river. There's just something between you and that dream and that vision and that promise. It's just there, but you can't get it. You ever been like that? You ever had that experience? You know, you really want it, and you're waiting, and it's just right there. What do you do? How do you deal with it? That's kind of what I see Joshua wrestling with and Joshua walking with. And so I put, if you look at your outline, I put it this way, needing God's power. You're right there on the edge. You're right there on the verge, but you just can't get it. And the only way to get those things in life is through the power of God. The only way to reach some of those dreams and some of those visions in our life is the power of God. See, this Jordan River, just to kind of give you a picture, the Jordan River, about 100 feet across is all, except when it floods. The Jordan River starts way up in the hills at 1,000 feet above sea level. It finishes, if you fly a bird that way or an airplane, it's only 80 miles to where it hits the Dead Sea. And that's 1,300 feet below sea level. So the river drops 2,300 feet in 80 miles, but it winds for 200. The water moves quick. You're sitting there and the water's just rushing by. How do I get across? How do I deal with these things in life? That I, you know, it's right there. I can see it. I can see that dream. I can see that vision. I can see that I've waited so long for, that I've dreamed about having, that I've really wanted. I can see it. I can almost reach out and touch it. But there's a river. There's whatever it is between you and that. You got to have God's help. You got to have God's power. So God comes and speaks to Joshua. And here's what God says. And here's the picture that God has for him. So when the people set out from their tents to pass over the Jordan with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as soon as those bearing the Ark had come as far as the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped in the brink of the water. I like that. As soon as their feet touched the water, the brink, right on the edge of the water, not the bank, the edge of the flooded Jordan River, the priests of the Ark dipped in the brink of the water. Now the Jordan overflows all its bank throughout the time of the harvest. They needed that help. They're right there. They're right there, and they need God's help. What do you do? How do you go this? What do you do? Those problems in our life, those situations in our life, those losses in our life, how do we deal with those things? How do you deal when life just seems to flood over you? Anybody had a life that just floods over you? It's just one thing after another. You know, it's just one problem and another and another. And have you ever felt like this? Have you ever felt like, oh, now what's next? You know, have you ever felt like, what more can happen? And I thought about Israel. I mean, I want you to think, Joshua had been with them from the time they left Egypt. Joshua was with them. Now, not all the adults made it. If you're not familiar with the story, remember, Joshua and some others went in and spied the land out at one time when God said, let's go take the promised land. Matter of fact, 40 years before this, God says, here's your promised land. You left Egypt 6 months ago. It's yours. Let's go. The people said, well, wait, there's giants in there, and we're weak, and their cities are big, and we can't do this. And they didn't go. So for 40 years, they wandered. So here's Joshua and another man named Caleb that had seen the land. They had experienced it, and they know what it tastes like. They know what it feels like, but they can't get there. And for 40 years, they wandered, knowing what that was. And now they're on the brink, and it's right there. What next, God? We wandered for 40 years. We've had to eat manna and quail. We had water, and sometimes it was bitter. God, what next? What more can you do to me? What more can you allow to happen to me? I could just see this going on. But do we ever feel that way? I mean to say, I do. You know, it's like, God, come on. You know, when? You ever feel like, God, when is life going to get a little easier? Anybody besides me? You know, when is it just... When can it just get a little easier? When can it be a little smoother? When can I not have problems? When can I wake up? Is there ever a day I can wake up and not have a problem? Anybody? That, you know, can today just be a good day, God? I can see Moses and he's sitting there and it's right there. But here's the truth. See, God wants to take care of us, and God had taken care of him. Look at what the scripture says. Here's the scripture. I want to make sure you understand. And my God will supply all your need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. God's going to take care of us. But you ever wondered when? When, God? When? Where, God? When is this, and where is this? Look at this next scripture. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. Yeah, good. Anybody? Yeah, this is good. I'm standing here at the Jordan River. It's right there. I can't get there. Yeah, God, this is good. Anybody ever get frustrated? Anybody get aggravated, get depressed? it's there, but you just can't get it. What we're going to look at, and what I want to make sure you see is, you know what? The only thing we really need in life is the power of God to reach our dreams and our visions. See, those things that get in our way, those situations that get in our way. You know, the home, the loss of the job, you know, the economy crashing. You know, people losing their homes. Many of us are upside down in their homes. You know, jobs disappearing, work, there's no work out there. And we're walking through this time, and it's like there's this Jordan River. You know, it's like, you know, I know it's there. How long is this recession going to happen? How long am I going to have to deal with this? How long? Anybody ever feel like these kind of things? I could just imagine what they're going through. And yet we read these promises, and it's like, yeah, God, it's good. Anybody ever feel, God, when's it going to get to be good? When are we going to get to be good? When are we going to get there? And so what I want to move is from the need of God's power to experiencing God's power, because that's what we're going to look at. That we can experience God's power. That God didn't leave us here, and God didn't just wind the world up and push it off and say, I wish you guys luck. Good luck as you walk through life. How many of you, this is Mother's Day, right? We're going to talk more about Mother's Day at the end. But how many of you on Mother's Day had a baby and say, all right, I had a baby. Good luck. I'll see you later. Come back in 20 years when you're grown up. Anybody? Anybody here have a child that way? I don't think so. You know, we take the kid home and we nurture them. We feed them, even though they wake us up at midnight and 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. And then we take them to the hospital when they're sick and pump them full of medicine and give them shots, make them cry, and then go home and aches and pains. And well, that's what God cares for us. God takes care of us. He watches over us. But we need to experience God's power. Look at what the scripture says. This is a long passage, so read with this and see what God is doing. And as soon as those bearing the ark had come as far as the Jordan, and the feet of the priest bearing the ark dipped the brink of the water, now the Jordan overflows at all its banks at the harvest time. The waters coming down from above stood and rose up in a heap far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zarah. And those flowing down toward the Sea of Arab, the Salt Sea, were completely cut off. Now you get the picture. He's saying, just as when Moses rose his staff, when the priest's feet touched the water stopped. And all of a sudden, the water starts building. Now, I love this story. How would you like to be the first one? All right. You pick it up. You're the first one. You put your foot in, the water's going to stop. Well, let Johnny go first. I'll carry the rail. You know, I'll be on the ark, but I want the one second, all right? You know, I don't want to be the first one. I'll be the second one. After I see it start to stop, then I'll join them, right? Come on now. Yeah. But the water didn't stop until they moved out. I think this says something about us and our lives and our problems and our situations. I'll come back to that as we go through this, but I want to make sure you got that picture. And the people passed over opposite Jericho, and the priest bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firmly on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan. Now, again, I love this. Think about this, okay? You got to be the first one in and the last one out. Who wants to carry the Ark? All right. Now, I don't know about you, but this is, honestly, now, you know, we can be spiritual. I'm a spiritual person. You know, I'll be the first one in, I'll be the last one out. But truthfully, how many of us, it's like, all right, you guys get it stopped. As soon as it stopped, I'm running, all right? I'm out of here, all right? I'm going to get across, forget everybody else. You guys are on your own, all right? Because I'm going to get across. Because, yeah, it's stopping, but man, it's getting awful high. I don't know when it's going to quit. I'm gone. And I see this picture, and these guys had to stand in the middle with the ark. They had to stand in the middle the whole time. Now, I want you to think about this. Not a few thousand people going across. They're standing there.